Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, sir. This
Hello?
Is Dan Nelson with Local Splash, Google Guarantee.
What's up,
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Dan Nelson. Yes, sir. How's the family doing?
Ah, man, we're getting through it, man. Getting through it.
Glad to hear. I'm glad to hear you guys are doing all right. So I know we scheduled this time for Google Guaranteed. Is this a good time for you or no?
Yeah, I got a couple of minutes I could talk to you, yes.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
How does this thing work?
So what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why.
Okay.
These leads are only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies.
That's good.
And it comes through via phone call. Now,
okay.
The kicker on it, this is really why it's so popular. You only pay for qualified leads, okay?
Okay.
Meaning, when that lead comes through, when they call you, right, if you schedule an estimate, like if you schedule an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them, like if you give them pricing, Google still considers that a qualified lead as well. So those two situations, you would be charged for the lead.
Okay.
If it's anything other than that, like, for example, out of your radius or service you don't provide or a solicitation call, right?
Yeah.
Those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Okay?
Got it.
Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for this platform. First off, let me ask, is the company currently licensed?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have is it a New Jersey State home improvement license or what type?
Yes.
It is. Perfect. Okay. Also, the company, is it currently insured?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So licensed and insured. The other requirement, any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you have like a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that
no
be
problem.
Fine? No problem.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to.
No. Well, shit. A lot of people in this business are all fucking criminals.
for sure. For sure. I ran into it with
Some
of my clients that they couldn't get on this just because they had recent felonies and stuff, you know? So I always have to ask, man. All right.
Yeah,
so,
well, you know what they do. I'll tell you what they do. They put the shit in their wife's or girlfriend's name.
They do. They do. 100%.
And then they have, and then you're doing a background check on the fucking wife.
Right.
There
and they're
go.
Not even ever there, you know.
And they're still a felon running the fucking job.
Right. No, it happens. 100%.
Yeah. 100%.
All right, so license, insured, background check will be fine, so you do qualify for this program. Let me pull up, I have your lead fees here. So it looks like you fall under two different categories, right? Roofing vertical, you are doing roofs, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then they have you under the carpenter vertical too, because you're doing a lot of decking as well, right? Or fencing.
So let me ask you a question. Can we specifically put leads on for deck building?
We can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So that would be under the carpenter vertical. And what you would do is you just want to turn on the decking. So on there you have cabinetry, decking, drywalling for whatever reason, fencing, general installations, general repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving, and storage. So what you would want to do if you went in the carpenter vertical, you would just turn the decking leads on is how that would work.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. It's a little high, though, for that vertical, but I know decks are pretty profitable. So the cost per qualified lead for the carpenter vertical, that's at $88 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget. Okay. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay.
Right.
But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $1,148.
So what does that mean?
That means you'll have 13 leads in the bank. So the way it works is it does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum budget at $1,148. The way they get that number is it's basically 88 times 13, right?
So I got to give you prepay 1,000 and change, and then I'm guaranteed 13 decks? 13 up, deck calls?
Up to 13 leads, yes, sir.
Now, and then when the money runs out, we do it again? Is that how that works?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
Now, if you didn't get 13 decks, right? Like, let's say, for example, you get 6 qualified leads, right?
Yep.
And you decide to either pause your leads or let's just say you only got 6 that month, right?
Yep.
The following month, you're not charged the 1,148. You're charged 88 times 6 to replenish your lead budget. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process, okay?
Okay.
This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check, okay?
Got it.
Now, what you'll get in writing, Chris, is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main guy that sets these accounts up here. Usually when you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do charge a one-time application fee. This isn't like a renewal fee. You pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. That's for $250.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So, and just to clarify, so you just want decks, right? You don't want to turn roofing on at all, correct?
I would like to. Well, and I could pick the area, right? Like East Brunswick.
You can, yes, sir. You could even do specific zip codes, like as long as you're licensed and insured for the areas you're trying to target, you can target as far as you want on Google Guarantee.
All right, I like it. I just stay in my town. I don't like fucking going anywhere far. I like to stay close.
Yeah.
You know, there was an old timer, good friend of mine, passed away. Everybody seems like they're dying lately, but he told me one very important thing, and I'm going to tell it to you. I'm going to pass it on to you.
Appreciate
that. Keep your money close.
Keep your money close.
Keep your money close. And that's what anything you do. So, territory, your fucking money under your pillow, whatever, your bank, close. Everything and anything what has to do with any of your finances and your money and your business, you got to keep it close. Close to home.
Right.
Start going fucking on the outskirts and traveling and all of that bullshit. Just doesn't work out very well for most people. I mean, unless you got a job where you're fucking traveling the world and, you know, making business transactions all over the world. I mean, that's different, but.
Right.
In like a home improvement company or a roofing company or any kind of customer service, blue collar shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worked for me.
Right. I appreciate you telling me that, man. I always hear from clients, like, you guys recommend, like, places to go and, like, tips and, like, banking stuff, you know. So I always like, write it down, you know. Because, like, man, you know, like, you guys, I'm always trying to learn from people, you know. I think that's key.
It's what you know, man, not who you know, bro.
Right.
It's not the other way around, believe me. It's not who you know. It's what you know.
That's right.
You know.
The reason I asked about the roofing, too, that one is a different vertical, right? So it's actually, for whatever reason, it's a little lower per cost per lead. So if you wanted to turn roofs on, too, that one, that's at $70.67 per qualified lead.
Okay. So let me ask you another question. What's your first name? I'm sorry.
Dan. Daniel Nelson.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Dan. So is this work out where – it's per, so for instance, so my 13 qualified deck leads cost me 1,000 and change. Now, if I turn on roofing too, that's going to be a completely separate thing?
No. So what we do when you turn on multiple verticals, okay, we go off of the higher minimum budget requirement for the 13
Got
leads,
it.
Which in this situation, it'd be carpentry. But I'm going to tell you, all my clients that do multiple verticals, you usually always have a rollover, and the reason why is because the leads just won't add up to your finishing budget, you know? So, like, you'll get, for example, if you took on 13 roofing leads, right, it's not going to add up to that full 11:48, so you're going to have a rollover. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful. Yep.
And you'll be able to see, too, like, in your tracking system that you have with us, we're going to add a section under leads that says paid leads, and it'll show you every lead that came through, what type of lead, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means, like, qualified or unqualified, you know?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So you could turn roofing on, though, and it's not going to affect, like, the budget you have to put in to answer your question. Yeah.
Perfect. And I can shut it off at any time if it's not working, right?
Anytime, yeah. So there's four ways to do it. You could text, email, call, or you could do it from your client dashboard, too, where you pause your lead.
Perfect. That was my other question, if I have a portal. Okay.
Now, if you were to pause, like, let's say you weren't – so from the dashboard, you could just pause your leads altogether. But if you, like, wanted to pause roofing leads in particular, you're going to have to text, email, or call because we have to manually do that.
Got it.
Okay. So just a heads up on that one.
Gotcha.
All right. So first thing I want to do, Chris, everything we went over, I'm going to send this off to you in writing.
Okay.
The email I have on file for you, it's chris@ccrs.pro. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So the email coming through is going to be titled Google Guarantee. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to reply to the email with your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is. And I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories in each vertical. That way you can see them. And just to clarify again, you don't have to turn on each subcategory, you know?
Got it.
Let's see. Carpentry vertical. Let's see. 88 per lead.
There's no way for me and you to structure this thing right now, right?
Yeah, there is. So what I'm going to do in a second is I'm going to go over the subcategories, see what you want turned on, and then I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person, like, actually managing your leads, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they'll want to meet you, right? So we'll schedule an appointment where they'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'll have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly.
Got it.
All right. So let me, hold on, let me just get all this stuff off to you. Da-da-da-da. Where's the minimum budget? 1,148. I'm not going to put the minimum budget on the roof, or actually I will. I'll put it on there, but just remember, you don't have to add them together, okay? So just a heads up on that.
Okay.
All right. So let me see. Where is it? 7067. I don't know why they add the, like, the 67 cents, you know? Like, like, come on.
I know. I never got that. Yeah, 199. Give me a fucking break, man. Just make it $2.
Yeah, you know, for sure, for sure.
Crazy.
Well, that, I think they do that, the $199, the $299, the $3, like, that type of stuff, because they say it's more, it looks better than $200, $300, $400,
or
whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it.
But the 67 cents, I'm like, man, really? Like, that doesn't look better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I just had a deck delivered a little while ago. It was $8,760. I called the guy up. I'm like, bro, fucking 60 cents, bro. I'm just going to round it off to the next dollar. Okay? Are you kidding me, bro? Unbelievable.
All right. So I got the subcategories pulled up. Let me, I know on the carpentry we're doing decking, but on the roofing, so let me tell you these categories. You have roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight installation, skylight repair, and storm/wind damage roof repair.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
So which ones do you want turned on out of those?
Roof repair and roofs.
Okay. Roof repair
roof
and roof
installation.
Installation. Okay. So we're doing roof repair, roof installation, and we're doing decking on the carpentry end, right?
Yeah, yeah. What does a roof repair cost?
Qualified lead is $70.67 per qualified.
For a roof repair?
Roof repair or any of the subcategories. It doesn't go up or down on you.
I don't know if that's worth it. Fucking roof repair. Because usually I charge like $200, $250 for a roof repair. $70 just for a fucking phone call. That's crazy. So HomeAdvisor, I have HomeAdvisor, I had Angie, you know, mm-hmm. a roof repair, they charge like fucking $25 for.
Oh man.
Don't get me wrong, I had fucking 10 people that had the same lead.
Right. That's the downside of theirs.
You know,
sure.
I know. All right.
I recommend just turn the roof installs in, you know?
Just
turn the roof installations on then, you know, instead of
the roof repair.
Yeah.
Let's do
that.
And if it works out, let's turn it on.
You could always play with it, too. Like, I'd recommend kind of wrap your profit up on this. Like, we have a 100% retention rate on Google Guaranteed, so I'm sure you'll kill it. And then once you're kind of, like, ahead of the game, maybe play with it and turn, like, roof repair on or any other subcategories, too, you know?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, no, I was pretty happy about hearing about the Google, this new Google guarantee thing.
I was just
talking to a garage door guy yesterday about it, and he's like, it's really working for him. So garage door guy, cool.
They take longer for verification, though, because they have to go through an advanced verification. So usually they take, like, about four to six or eight weeks, you know. But your vertical, I see usually we get it approved in about 2 to 3, you know.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so in a second here, I'm going to assign that technician. Now, even though I'm not your lead technician, I am super active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So
okay.
I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. That way you
have it,
okay?
Yeah, bro. That's cool, man.
And sometimes they get swamped over there, so always feel free to call me first, you know?
Yeah, dude, Dan, that's awesome. That's really cool, man, that you're giving me your fucking personal cell. It's really awesome.
It won't be my personal cell. They want me to give my work phone, but I'm always here, you know? If I'm going on vacation or something, I always usually tell you guys too, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, all right, so I just sent that to you. It'll say GG Department for Google Guarantee. Okay.
I just got it. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, so before I assign that technician and schedule your interview and get that application sent to you via text and via email, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
I think you have a card. Let me see. What's the last four?
That's all it'll show me. So the last four it shows me is 7293, and that is a Visa.
7293. I don't know if that's part of the – let me give you a new card. I had a fraudulent thing go on, and I had to cancel fucking cards.
Ah, man.
I don't know if that's one of them. Yeah, it's just, I go through it every now and again, to be honest with you, bro. I go through it a lot more than normal people do, I think. It feels like every, like, 3 or 4 months, I got a fraudulent activity going on with the cards, and I gotta change them out. It's fucking
that's
nuts.
Crazy. It's happened to me, but not every 3-4 months, you know? Like, last time it happened was probably like 5 years ago, but it's like
I'm
horrible.
I'm trying to figure out
you gotta
how,
change
you
all
know?
Your subscriptions and all that crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah. Somebody, I'm actually narrowing it down now because I've canceled a ton of shit, you know, that was just constantly taking shit out of my cards and I didn't even know because, you know, you order subscriptions to shit and forget about it.
For sure.
Sirius Radio. Yeah. You know, stupid shit like that. And I've canceled a lot of this stupid shit that I've been pulling money out for probably ever. And I've been doing this now for like a year and a half. No shit. Like my cards have been changed like at least 3 or 4 times since a year and a half. That's how often. But I've been narrowing it down now to try to figure out who the fuck is doing it. Like, there's somebody I keep giving the card to renewing my shit that's selling my stuff or giving my information to somebody and doing fraudulent activity. It's one of my accounts.
It happens to my wife's card a lot, too. I was just thinking about that right now because she always gets alerted, right, to her phone.
Right.
I don't like all those text messages. So she'll message me and she's like, hey, did you purchase something like at blah, blah, blah? And so it's probably something she subscribes to, too, you know, because I know she changes her card probably, like, every, like, 4 or 5 months, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But my card stays the same, you know? Like, I don't really go on and subscribe to a lot of stuff. Like, it's usually her,
you know?
That's
where it fucks up, man. know, I did business for a felon one time. I shit you not. The dude just came out of jail probably fucking 5 or 6 years ago. He did eight stiff. And the dude was making like $5 million a year, bro. You know what he was doing?
What?
He had a chick. He had a chick that he was, you know, tagging off money, a percentage every time she would give credit card information to him. So
wow.
she would work in a retail store, and when you give the card, it was a scanner on it. She'd scan the fucking card, call the dude Mike up, give him the fucking information. He would go get gift cards with a whole bunch of gift cards with your fucking information on it and live like a fucking king, bro. Like a king. I mean, cars, fucking houses. I mean, you name it. The dude was a fucking multimillionaire with everybody shit.
So there's no way around it then. You just got to get alerted by the bank and redo the cards, yeah. Man. Like,
you know how this dude got caught? Damn,
wow.
He got pulled over. He had a fucking couple of hundred gift cards laying on his passenger seat.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the fucking cop was like, what the fuck? He thought that was kind of weird.
Right.
You know? And that's how they nailed him. They fucking,
wow.
he had so, they were looking for his ass. Like, they
right.
had his picture. You know, of him going in and buying stuff and all of this stuff. But, dude, he did eight stiffs.
That's crazy.
But,
yeah.
But yeah.
I don't think that was worth
it. There's businesses out there like that, bro.
Yeah. 8 years, that's a long time, man. That's crazy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you steal a couple $1 million from people, man. You're doing time.
Right, right.
You know?
Absolutely.
You're doing time.
As you should. As you should.
As you should.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So, okay, so the new card, just so you know, everything's coded out on our end, so nobody should be able to grab your stuff from there.
Beautiful. Well, that's a good thing.
is it going to be the new card? Is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right. And ready for that card number when you are.
All right. 4085.
Mm-hmm.
4040.
Got it.
3388. 8003.
Expiration?
0527.
All right. CVC?
Is 465.
All right. So what I'm doing is I coded out that new card, okay?
Uh-huh.
Give me a second. I'm going to attach Google Guarantee to your account. And you're going to get an email that's going to say your Google Guarantee campaign has begun. Blah, 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 blah,
okay.
blah. On there, like it'll have a bunch of stuff, but the main thing is the application is going to be in there, like a link to it. I'm
uh-huh.
going to send that application to you too via text message and via email in just 1 second. So,
okay.
Give me a second here. Just attach Google Guaranteed. Yeah, you're going to love this, man.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really can't. I've had fucking Angie. Then it turned to Home Advisor back to Angie's List. They keep like switching hands back
right.
and forth.
Right, you see Service Badger too when they first started.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember the fucking name of that shit.
Service
bro.
Magic.
Oh my God!
Yep.
But that was it first. Then it was
right.
a huge lawsuit and shit. Remember?
Yeah.
And yeah. So I was just talking to a dude a couple of weeks ago about you know from fucking Angie because. They have this new thing now too. Angie, and then you got Angie
Ads, and then
Angie
Ads. Yeah,
there you go.
Angie
and
Ads.
Who's trying
what
to
that
tell
is,
me that shit?
That's the old Angie program essentially. But what I've heard, because you can imagine, I hear about all of them. You know, my clients, what they've told me, because I got some clients that have been with Angie's like since they started, almost right.
Yeah,
and
they
me told
too.
Me
yeah, I've been there years.
Bought Angie's out, they told me the Angie like ad program hasn't been as good as it was before. That's what they told me.
No, you know? It hasn't. It's been shit lately, bro.
Right.
You know, the best it's ever been was when Home Advisor took it in the beginning.
Really?
That was when we were fucking killing it. I mean,
really?
Fucking
okay.
killing it.
They're
and
probably
then,
trying to just get it, like, promote it and then get everybody to Angie Leads. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
As
yeah,
soon as it
crazy.
Went back to Angie from Home Advisor, it's been shit.
Man.
Absolute garbage. You know, matter of fact, I've had my fucking leads off for, I don't know, man, at least a month and a half. It's because I just kept getting stupid shit, you know, and then they won't credit you. Like, for instance, you know, they'll give you a fucking, I do decks. I had some bullshit come in for a fucking siding repair, right? And I didn't have siding on any of my shit. How it got on there, I have no idea. But I called for a credit because it's not one of the things I do, and they didn't give it to me. They fucking billed me anyway for it, and just tough luck. They're like, somebody had to do it. We didn't do it, sir. You had to have done it. I said, listen, ma'am, I have not fucking done it. I take care of all the shit for my company as far as, you know, on the portal. It wasn't like a worker went in there and fucking changed it. My wife don't even like going in there. So I know I didn't put it on there because guess what? I don't fucking do it. So, give me a break. I do siding, but I would never do a siding repair.
Right.
I mean, a roof repair, there's money in it, and it's a potential, you know, to do
a re-roof.
A whole roof.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Siding repair, I mean, who the fuck does a siding repair unless there's a fucking hurricane or tornado or something comes and the siding falls off the house?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's not something that everybody, you know, it's not really a good fucking thing to have.
Right.
Everybody's not looking for a siding repair, you know? Oh, God, let's fix this piece of siding. Come on, you know, it's just, usually
for
they
sure.
don't give a fuck about it. They'll put a barbecue next to it, burn the fucking siding, and leave it.
For sure, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's great. Google Guaranteed has its own, like, siding pro vertical, too, and usually the lead fees are pretty high. It's crazy, you know, but.
Yeah, huh?
Okay. But Google Guaranteed, though, like, man, this platform, like, it's been so popular. The main thing is a lot of companies don't know about it, so it's usually not, like, overly saturated, you know?
Good.
And they're
not yet, right?
On the credit. Yeah, not yet, you know?
No, so I should do okay, Dan. No,
you should kill it. You should kill it. Now, couple things too. So that I need to tell you about. So the reviews, right? There's
yeah.
five reviews that are required. You're already ahead of
yeah.
that. You're at 14, so you're good there.
Yeah.
Also, the background check. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's two companies that do the background check. One
okay.
is Pinkerton. The other is Evident. Okay. If
okay.
Pinkerton does your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. Okay?
Okay.
If
yep.
Evident does your background check, they're going to ask you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay? So
okay.
just have that
yep.
ready. Okay?
Not a problem. Yep.
Now, a side note on the, we were talking about it not being overly saturated yet, right?
Right.
So your cost per qualified lead is going to stay at what we went over. Now, Google does have an option after your Google Guaranteed approved to do what's called max lead budget, okay? And all that means is, like, let's say you're not ranking high on Google Guaranteed, you can bid a little more to rank ahead of, like, the competition, but that's not
okay.
going to be needed unless there's, like, 20 or more companies using Google Guaranteed in the area. Okay, so just a heads up on that. But the lead fee you're at, it shouldn't go up on you. They will present you with a max lead budget, though, if it's overly saturated at any point. Okay?
Okay.
So
that means that I could pay more and be the guy in the front of them.
Correct. So instead of getting, like, 13 leads, right, you get 10, but you're, you know, way higher on the list, which is important, you know? So just a heads up on that, okay?
And
they'll let
know
you
if it's,
know exactly, like, how that works if that's needed in the future, okay?
How do we know how many people are my competition? Like,
yeah,
if I give you, like, the area, let's say East Brunswick, can we figure out, like, how many people are, like, better than me or in front of me, or is that any way to do that?
There is, yes. So what they're going to do is the appointment with the technician, they're going to go
yeah.
over exactly where you want to target, and they'll be able
okay.
to see exactly how many people are Google Guaranteed approved in that area. Okay?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. again, the lead fee you're at, though, like, it's not going to be, like, astronomical where they're going to, like, charge more. I just like to make you guys aware, just in case it ever gets overly saturated, where you need to bid a little more to show up higher. So I always try to go over that on the front end, you know?
What's a little more? Give me an example.
So your cost per qualified lead's $88, right? If everybody's paying $88, if we bid like 100, right? That shows you higher in the Google Guaranteed section, you know?
No shit. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. But we've only ran into that a few occasions, like where it's like L.A., California, or, you know, like New York. Like, it's so new right now that a lot of companies don't know about it, so you should be good as is. But just a heads up, if we're seeing you're not ranking or leads aren't coming through, they'll talk to you about bidding a little higher on the leads, okay?
Should I call my review people, you know, my customers, and see if I can't get more reviews on Google? Because I didn't even think about that shit. If you Google me and you look up me and you, it's funny. If you Google me, if you look me up on Home Advisor, I got like a fucking 100 reviews. You know what I mean? Because that's where a lot of my business comes from. And that's the link that I send people to just, you know, throw a couple of words together for me, you know, thumbs up, whatever have you.
Right.
Google is not something that I kick myself in the fucking ass for it, you know? Google's there forever, right? Home Advisor, if something goes bad, like it's been, goes out of business or whatever, I might lose my reviews. Google should be where I have all the platforms.
Yes.
You know?
Because Google, no matter what, whether you're using Google Guaranteed or anything, like Google is always going to stay on there. So you want to boost those up for sure. What I'll do is I'll message our tech side to get you a link that you're able to send to clients to attach.
Okay.
And all you do is send them the link, right? They click on it, and then bam, it pulls up the 5 stars, and they can write something nice about you.
All right, cool, man.
So let me, hold on, let me message them that real quick. Usually they take like 30 minutes or so to create it. So what I'll do is I'll text it to you as soon as they're done with it as well, okay?
All right, good.
Give me one quick sec here.
You're going to text me what? It's something to give to the people so that they can throw a review on there for me?
Yes, sir.
The link?
100%.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And all the reviews you get on your Google business profile, right, they're going to transfer to your Google Guaranteed section too.
Cool. Is there like a email I can link to? I mean, not an email, a website we can link into this thing? Like
absolutely.
My website or
yes,
something?
Yes, sir. Now, if you got, if they went to your website, right, okay, and you got a call from the website itself, you're not going to be charged for that lead because they're calling your actual phone, right? The only way you'll be charged is when they call you from the Google Guaranteed section. Okay, and you schedule an estimate or you quote them over the phone.
Got it. Yeah,
okay.
Same as Angie and Home Advisor. Same shit.
Yeah. Just the major difference between this and those is the leads aren't shared and you have basically an automatic dispute system. So you don't have to spend your time disputing leads, you know?
Got it.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Okay, so I sent you the application via text. I also dropped it in our current email thread. And you should have got that Google Guaranteed campaign has begun, okay?
Okay.
Email. Now, very, very important, you want to fill that out as soon as possible. That way they could get it submitted over to Google to get you approved. And what they'll do is they'll be able to check that in the onboarding appointment, okay?
Got it. Yep.
Now, let me see here. Okay, so what time tomorrow works for you for the onboarding? Like for the lead technician?
Same time is good.
So, 11:30?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Will you be able to have the application done by then?
Yeah, I'm going to call my wife now to start it.
Perfect. Okay. They like to do the onboarding after the application's done, okay? So what I'll do is I'll call first and I'll introduce you to the technician. If I'm on the phone with another client, though, what they'll do is they'll call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Got it.
All right. And you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. And 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Yep.
Yeah. So let me send this first one.
here.
Oh, a heads up too on the, you'll see it in the application for the insurance document. They're going to want to see an Accord document. If you don't have, perfect. Okay, you already have it. Awesome.
We got it all. Yep. Awesome. I got workman's comp, liability, I got it all.
Perfect, perfect. All they want is liability, but that's perfect. Just send it as is on the Accord document, and then that should get passed like flying colors, you know. Okay, so I have everything set. I got your subcategories attached, right? They'll go over like your targeted area tomorrow. They have you fill that out in the application too. That way we don't miss where you want to target. Okay.
Okay.
So just definitely fill that out. That's the main priority right now. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
Nah, Dan, you're fucking fantastic, bro.
Appreciate that, brother. Hey, I work hard for my clients. Anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call. If I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
You got it, bro. Yeah, it's just a pleasure meeting you, man. Really.
Likewise, Chris. Hey, it was a pleasure.
You're a new friend of mine.
Likewise. Likewise, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for the tip earlier, too, man. Keep your money close. I wrote it down.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. I hope it works. I hope it works for you.
Man, it's crazy, though, because I call all through the U.S., you know what I'm saying? So, but I get exactly what you're saying. It's better than having to,
like
travel.
Yeah, well,
like
I said, it doesn't work for you for your traveling stuff, but, I mean, it would work if you did a side business or something, or, you know, you had fucking, you know, saved your money or whatever have you, you know, just keep it close. That's it. I mean,
No, my side thing, I coach high school football and I do like a lineman training thing, you know, so that could apply to that for sure.
There you go.
Yep.
It could apply to so many things
for
many people, you know,
100%.
It might not be for your fucking business, but you know, maybe personal.
Right. 100%.
But, yeah. Dan, nice meeting you, man.
Really. Nice meeting you, too,
Chris. And I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Likewise. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll try to be available introduce
That's
you
right.
to the day.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right. Sounds good, man. I'll be looking forward to the call.
All right, brother. All right. Bye.
Later, man. Bye.
Later.